There are many different teachings Buddha gave that he explained. If you can think like this, you will be free from your anxiety. If you can develop this attitude of mind, you will be liberated from anxiety. So this is from, again, my teacher, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche's book. This is Joyful Path of Good Fortune, a wonderful, wonderful book. And in here, Venerable Geshe says, if we can develop equanimity with regard to the concerns of this life, we will overcome many of our daily anxieties and frustrations. If we can develop equanimity with regard to the concerns of this life, we will overcome many of our daily anxieties and frustrations. So what does equanimity with regard to the concerns of this life mean? So there are many things about this life that we can be concerned about. Now, for example, our reputation. We can be concerned about what other people think of us. Now, a lot of the most severe aspects of anxiety are to do with other people's opinion. And whether that's the initial trigger of the anxiety, you know, there can be obviously so many different triggers. We can be having these very uncomfortable physiological, psychological experiences. But then in addition, we become very worried. What will people think of me? I can't let them know I'm feeling this. That's one way that our concern for our reputation induces additional or heightens our anxiety. Obviously, the anxiety we have in terms of public speaking to do with our reputation. We don't want to be embarrassed. We can imagine, like that powerful imagination, we can imagine a scenario where people are disappointed with us or laughing at us, or their good opinion of us disappears now because they've seen a different aspect. And we can be worried about all of these things. Now, of course, we can be worried about our health. And again, another rich vein for anxious thoughts is our health. Like, what is that? What is that? Is that a lump? Is that, what does that mean? And whether it's actually a sickness or it's entirely imagined, there can be a huge amount of anxiety related to that. You know, so within our concerns of this life, we can be concerned about our reputation, our physical comfort, pleasure, enjoyment, health, our finances. Again, a huge concern. No, and of course, right now, in the situation, lots of people very anxious about their finances, their businesses, their future. How do we get to equanimity with respect to that? Equanimity with respect to the concerns of this life would mean, if I'm healthy or I'm unhealthy, I'm okay. I'm okay with both. Either is fine. If people like me or dislike me, either is fine. If people praise me or criticize me, either is fine. Fine. Like, no preference. You know, one of the ways that equanimity is described is if we look at a clear blue sky. We don't prefer the sky in the east to the sky in the west. It's just the same. It's just the same to us. Now, that's an extraordinary state of being. Like, how do I get to a place where I'm just as happy with criticism as I am with praise? I'm just as happy with poverty as I am with wealth. I'm just as happy with sickness as I am with health. Like, that's a very high realization. But we can achieve it. And there is a meditation that is the quickest avenue to that extraordinary experience. And it's a meditation that we might initially shy away from because we might think, oh, I don't want to think about that. Because maybe we have some concerns about the topic. Now, the meditation we're going to do is a meditation on viewing ourselves as a spiritual traveler, journeying from life to life to life, understanding that this life and all of the aspects of it, our possessions, our relationships, our status, our reputation, all of these things are transient and will disappear. They are not the real meaning of our life. Now, what we're going to be doing, now that we're getting onto some deeper things, in terms of addressing our anxiety, if we imagine ourselves on a stage and we're in a spotlight, there are a couple of determining factors of how intense that light is. There is how bright is the light and how tightly focused on us is it. If the light is bright and it's tightly focused on us, we will be in a very intense light. And in terms of the analogy, that will result in a very anxious experience. What we're going to do first is we're going to reduce the brightness. So in terms of the analogy, and I'm sorry if I'm sort of laboring an analogy or forcing a little bit, but hopefully it has some value, some meaning. So what we're going to be doing is dimming the brightness. So that means taking things less seriously, feeling them to be less important, giving them less significance. The more significance we give things, the brighter they are, the more intensity they're giving off, the more likely we are to be anxious about them. The more equanimity we have, the more relaxed and calm and comfortable either way we are, the less intense, the less anxiety is going to arise, of course. So the meditation that Venerable Geshe-la describes on becoming a spiritual traveler, he says, if we remember death again and again, we will overcome the habit of assuming that we are going to live in this world forever. And we will begin to see ourselves as a traveler bound for future lives. Thinking in this way reduces our anxieties, irritations, and attachment to this life and all its pleasures. And it restrains us from committing actions solely for the sake of this one short life. When a traveler stays a few nights in a luxurious hotel, he does not develop strong attachment to its comforts because he knows he will soon be moving on. When he has to leave the hotel, he does not feel miserable because he has never regarded it as his real home. In the same way, if we cease to think of this life as our permanent home and begin to regard ourselves as travelers bound for future worlds, we will be less attached to this life. And we would naturally develop great interest in Dharma. For Dharma alone helps us in all our future life.